Mickey Lowe's looking for the short, but Armack Ness swings it to the front post and it's headed out by a Dundalk player, only as far as Doyle, who quickly returns it back to the 18. Cole from outside, yes. Goes for goal, it's the back of the net! Oh my word, what a strike from the Scottish defender from outside the 18-yard box.
An absolute scream of the ball. It looked like it was just a clear that it was laid off to him on his left foot. I'm not sure if it did take a real loop of deflection, it's hard to judge. But when Gary Rogers was positioned just at the edge of his 6-yard box, and the ball's just looped over him into the roof of into the top of the net. And it's 1-0 Derry City.
Off inside the Derry 18-yard box there, but it's going to be a corner taken by Michael Duffy. He's happened to take it from his right-hand side, right-footed, swings it on Gergent with the header to make it the equaliser. Derry City 1, Dundalk 1, Derry.
Well, we called it earlier on how Gatland is not the paciest player, but from set pieces he is deadly. He done the same in McGinn against Derry in a previous match. And we can't say what's
Massey's on the end of it. McGrath's on the end of it. Gives it to Duffy. Back to McGrath. That's Anfield. That's going to be offside. That's a Robbie Benson. Robbie Benson springs the offside track and makes it Derry City 1, Dundalk 2, Derry.
That was a class goal. You have to say, from a Dundalk point of view, Duffy, Benson, Shields, all involved in neat 1-2 right through the middle of Derry's defence. I think Duffy played the final pass into Robbie Benson. The linesman's right in line with it. He's clearly onside. He dribbled round Gerard Doherty to knock the ball in the empty net for 2-1 Dundalk.
Sweeps it out towards the right hand side. 4v1. But it's now 4v1 here for Dundalk as it breaks away and it's now into the centre. De Duffy's options left and right, but he decides to go down the centre himself. Goes for goal, and that's a fantastic finish from Michael Duffy. But it all came as well from a mistake as McDermott had slipped at the edge of the 18. But what a devastating counter there from Dundalk.
Well, Derry would be disappointed about the first goal was conceded from a Dundalk corner free header, but that was conceded from the
lovely
corner.
Ball to Tagbajami. Michael Duffy has made himself available in the centre of the 18-yard box. Tagbajami trying to find Hoare, and then it's finished off then by the number 11 who just come on, Adorjan. He just drilled it on the bottom corner. Derry City 1, Dundalk 4, Eddie. Still about 15 seconds of the 4 remaining, but the referee has done us a favour from a Derry City point of view. It's finished at the Brandywell. Derry City 1, Dundalk 4.
It was looking so good. We were well on top at 1-0, and they just seemed to cave in, and it's 1-0, we're bossing the game. They make a foul. Rory Patterson's picking up Brian Gartland, and they foul him. They sandwich him, two players. They call it the block, but I call it a foul, and the referee wasn't able to see that for some reason. And then it's 1-1. It takes a deflection, and then they score another one where their vertical movement, and the wee man gets in on goal. And from the psychology of that being 1-0 up and well on top and looking like adding to it, all of a sudden we're 2-1 behind, and it killed them mentally. Couldn't get them picked up in the second half. I was really, really disappointed how flat they were. You know, people will make excuses about too many games and all this stuff, but they were flat. But they had just taken the momentum from us and shifted the momentum in their favour. And obviously the scoreline flattered them, but still, it was it's very disappointing to lose like the scoreline we did. You know, they're professional how they manage games. They kill out games, and they've got massive squad, and they've got strength and power and physique, and they have desire as well, which we have to take a look at. We lost the match because we caved in after they scored. The first goal, the foul at the corner, was the turning point, and it put them in a buoyant mood, and they showed us how to recover momentum and take it on and clinically finish us off.